Penguin Random House Audio presents The Man Who Knew, The Life and Times of Alan Greenspan by Sebastian Mallaby. Read for you by Dan Warren. Preface. This book is based on almost unlimited access to Alan Greenspan, his papers, and his colleagues and friends, all of whom were generous in their collaboration. For a period of 5 years, starting in the autumn of 2010, I was a familiar visitor to Greenspan's offices in Washington, D.C., and saw him in other contexts, too. At home, hosting a dinner for a former British prime minister. At his suite in the Ritz on New York Central Park South, where the staff welcomed him with a model of the Federal Reserve Building made out of chocolate. On the Acela train between his two home cities, where he tipped the porters generously, proclaiming a belief in redistribution. At some point in this process, after we had logged more than 70 hours of recorded conversations, I stopped counting the time. The intriguing bits seemed to come at the least expected moments, and they were not always when the recorder was running. Once, after Greenspan had mentioned his love of automobiles, and particularly their ability to lift his mood from a dark patch, I sent a note over to his office, wondering how seriously he had meant this. Later that day, Greenspan replied, "Dear Sebastian, in 1959, I bought a Buick convertible with tail fins and red leather seats. It did cheer me up driving on highways with J.S. Bach loudly pouring out of my car radio speakers. I do not recall being depressed prior to the purchase, however. Best, Alan."